You guys are getting 4th and 10 after dark.
This is it. This is it.
All right, let's get it.
You know we started the podcast later than this before, right?
Yeah, but if we wait any longer, we're going to get Sleepy Damon, and he's mean to me. One in the head, one in the bag, bubbly. Look at the cash coming in. Come get your man, this little nigga bugging me. Just need a bag, quit out of jaw jackery. Welcome to 4th and 10 right here on 4thdistrict.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, all powered by the 4th District Podcast Network. Thank you so much for being here. Three comedians, 10 topics, the unofficial podcast of Heelys. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate
it. That's a big get.
That's a big get for us unofficially, but that was fun. It's like the 17th best way to get around them all. So my name is Nathan Owens. You can find me on Twitter at @IAM_Owens. Snapchat, Instagram. It's just I'm Owens. And it's great to be here and have everybody back.
Whole crew in the building.
Everybody's here. David Produce here.
What's up, people? Follow me on Instagram, Twitter at Do or Die. That's at DueOrDie or DavidPurdueComedy.com. Yeah, I'm happy to be back, man. Everybody to be back. It's about to be a good one.
Everybody's here.
Pre-show was dope. Just let everybody know. Pre-show
was great. We talked about rap and basketball. So if you like either one of those things or neither of them.
And not the song Basketball where they rap.
Nope, neither one. Curtis or...
You tried. You got to be confident. You knew it. You knew it, and you held back. You're like, Curtis.
I didn't know it was Curtis Blow or Curtis Flow, and that's what I blanked on.
You should say it confidently. Don't Damon teach you anything? He always say it confidently.
Damon's back from his oceanic voyage. Welcome back to land.
People? Excited to be back here. Good to get into it here. Curtis Blow. That's how much... I thought you were talking about Bow Wow. What song were you talking about when you were talking about basketball?
No, I mean,
Bow Wow redid it. Curtis Blow was the first song.
Then Bow Wow did it.
You ain't got to redo stuff, guys. I want you people. You all should just make good original music. What's going on? I'm excited to be back, though. Get at me on Twitter, DAMONJR. This is delicious. I'm already ready to go. I had a Capri Sun for dinner. I am feeling very good, guys.
Producer Dan's with us, of course. We're ready to go.
We're feeling good here. Shout out real quick to a couple new patrons jumping on the bandwagon with us. Shout out to Maddie Stone. And Marcos Munoz, we appreciate y'all too, man. Rocking with us. If you don't know, patreon.com here / 4th and 10 exclusive content. A lot of great stuff coming your way. Did y'all talk about what?
I don't know.
That sounds like a no.
We took our marching orders extremely well.
It sounds like nobody cleaned the house when dad was gone. And now we've got roaches in the streets here. So we've got, for any people who are patrons right now, we've got news. Be checking out the patron dashboard here regarding the Google Hangouts, if that falls into you. That's coming very soon. Going to kick off the summer with that. So be checking for that, because I know these guys took care of that business last week here. It is going to be delicious. Yeah?
We did.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all. Open a closet and everything falls out. That's what I'm anticipating.
Did you not listen to the podcast last week?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't listen to the podcast. I only get one podcast per season. That's kind of how it keeps me fresh. That's how I do it. You listen to the podcast every week. Y'all really listen to the podcast every week, bro?
Man, read the game tape.
Yeah. I hear. You don't need that game tape. The Cavs don't practice, and they made it to the finals for 8 years in a row.
Who's the LeBron here?
We're not going to answer that question.
I feel like there's a lot of Jeff Greens in this room. And we need as much game tape as we can get.
I'm a young Ira Neubel.
I'm Sasha Vujacic over here.
Hilarious. We got a review for us this week.
Do I? Maybe. I don't know if I've read this one before. Have you heard
Dave,
one?
You say that every week, man. I don't know.
What's the person's name? Is this from Jay Brown 303? Have you heard that before?
Jay Brown 303. I don't feel like I know 303. Get all in right. there.
Jay Brown 303.
Continue.
A new favorite podcast. It says, so to be honest, I usually only listen to history or NPR podcasts. I'm a high school English teacher. Parentheses, I can't help it. One day looking for a new podcast, I remember my third cousin, maybe once removed. Nate had a podcast. So Nate, this is your people.
Your third cousin?
Who is this?
Jay Brown 303.
Oh, okay. Carry on.
Jennifer.
Okay.
That's Jennifer. Our parents are cousins.
Y'all cousins.
One, two.
Yeah,
three,
so I don't know whatever.
So y'all are kissing cousins.
However many removed.
I don't know what that means. What does kissing cousins mean?
Nothing to me.
I never learned that term. I heard it. I was like, I don't need to research
West
that.
Virginia.
That's some brand new stuff.
We didn't use that term. It's Virginia.
They were just girls. Kissing cousins. They were just girls.
Baby.
Oh, man. All right, hold on. It said, one day looking for a new podcast. I remember my third cousin, maybe once removed, Nate had a podcast. Parentheses. I promise I used one of those DNA things, and we really are related. I was happily surprised how much I enjoyed 4th and 10. All that said, I love listening to this podcast. You all keep me laughing and have maybe even made a fan of sports talk radio. Come on, man.
Okay, Jay Brown 303. So this is
303.
Jay, this is Jennifer. Her name's Jennifer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe she didn't want that out there, guys.
He said it. I'm just repeating now. Yeah, he just put it all the way out there.
Yeah, you did. That's saying, and we gotta be more careful.
Just to echo a theme of our podcast. Your family supports you. So much support. You don't love them.
I know. I love them so much. But they're always like, anytime I get a compliment, it's always surprised. Like, you know, it actually feels good. I wanted to support, and you know what? I enjoyed it.
You know what? Guess what? Keyword was support.
Right.
Support, bro.
Look, my family's phenomenal.
Ask me how many people in my family listen to our podcast.
Zero. Zero. Look,
I'm not complaining about support.
That's it.
Sounds like you do.
Jennifer and I could probably work together. Or Jay.
Too late now, bro.
Jay Brown. Hilarious.
Let's jump into
Let's get into it.
I think we got a good one. We'll find out.
No, we do. Confidence.
Confidence.
Come on.
All in the wrong places.
I don't have people listen. Please listen to us. And you start, maybe this will be good, guys. Please listen forward. Like, what?
But parkour is the devil.
But parkour, yeah. How you be confident about how bad parkour is, but not confident about the product that we keep giving to people on a weekly basis?
I've seen parkour. I haven't heard this episode yet.
But you've heard what we do. That's a good point, though. Even though parkour saves lives. Keep going.
Let's talk about the NBA, of course, the biggest story of the week. A kid pooped and wanted to tell Rudy Gobert about it.
This is sweet.
It's a very sweet story, which we don't talk about much. But there's a kid, I assume, in Utah, because that's pretty much the only fan base that knows Rudy Gobert. He's potty training, and he was very excited to use the potty. And his mom put up the poop emoji when explaining what he had just done. But he wanted to tell Rudy Gobert, the Utah Jazz star. Can we call him a star yet?
Is he an all-star? Was he an all-star?
He's first team.
First team?
So yeah. Defensive. Yeah, so, okay. Yeah.
So that's exciting and rising star. Adorable.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
It feels weird that, A, it got to him. Out of all the tweets you know this guy gets, I assume that he's just scrolling through, and if you see the poop emoji, you keep scrolling. So props to Rudy for trusting in humanity and stopping and reading a tweet with the poop emoji.
This probably got retweeted several hundreds of thousands of times. Or let's say thousands, hundreds thousands. Of times. You know. Sure, so that's sure. probably why it gains his attention.
Only 17 retweets.
That's it?
That's it right now.
Like, how many followers does he have?
Gobert? Oh, you're talking about Gobert?
He has 339,000.
That's a lot.
That's a good bit. And 17 retweets to get all the way up to?
Yeah, it's
what about the mom,
likes.
Though? How popping is the mom? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The mom can be
462 followers.
Not okay, enough. Not doing too not well.
It's not Utah. Well. I think she's followed by everybody in Utah.
I think Utah's actually pretty person? Big.
Since the guy who has 894 followers.
No, it's up to 902. As
you had 900? You did it.
Okay.
Well,
it took us 3 years of doing this podcast.
It's 901. I've already jinxed
it. It went down.
I need two people to unfollow. I'm going to unfollow you
right now.
Savage.
This is a cat. Keep this cat in the 800s.
Can I say this about this poop thing?
Get in there.
Listen, if I ever achieve some level of notoriety for people, listen, if you're listening right now, you have a kid that's going to be born if I make it. Do not send me no thing like, my kid was thinking about you when he was pooping. Do not send me that. I'm not only not going to retweet you or reach out to you, I'm going to unfollow you and report you.
I'm going to report
you as spam.
Ooh. As spam? You're going to put them in spam category, bro?
Don't you send me no message.
Oh, my
goodness. Son was thinking about you when he dropped the deuce. That's your information. That is a family gathering story. I don't need to be involved in that.
My goodness.
I don't need to be involved
in that. Here's the thing about spam. Two things. One, two pieces here. One was at the store the other day, and I'm taking my oldest daughter, who's about to be four, around the aisles, and we come across spam. I don't think she's ever seen spam before in general. She sees it. She's going, hey, Dad, is this dog food? And I said, no,
solid
baby.
Question.
I said, no, baby. People eat that. People eat dog food?
She's said, like, because that's...
I said, no, this is people food. Here. It look like that? And I said, yeah, some people eat that. She said, do we? And I said, no. She said, good. So that's the first thing about spam, okay?
That is hilarious.
Two,
spam's not that bad.
I've never had spam. I'm not saying it is. I've never had
it. It gets a bad name.
Sure.
And it's...
I saw how they make it on History Channel, and I could know.
It's not like, yeah, if you know how they make it.
It's like canned hot dogs?
It is exactly like eating hot dogs.
Okay. Well, I love a good hot dog. Yeah,
no, pull it like that, I might eat some spam.
Right? I think the delivery and the eye test, yeah, doesn't help.
Exactly
it,
right.
Right? I'm saying
she was convinced.
You see some good franks on a grill. You're like, yeah. If I see somebody put a big cement block of old balloons that got deflated on the grill, I'm like, kill me now. That's part one. Part two. This is nothing exciting for Rudy. Rudy shouldn't respond to this. Mm-hmm. That mom shouldn't have sent this out. You should have spanked him on his butt. And don't you ever bring up poop like this to a grown person again. Poop is terrible. One, because when you're potty training, it's the worst time as a parent. It's the worst. Because they don't know how to do it. We're potty training right now, my youngest girl. Mm-hmm. And it's the worst trying to figure things out. Other day, a couple weeks ago, my youngest girl, she just pooped on the floor. Okay? Let me backtrack. I don't have context.
We had
this is a fact. Got to listen to the pre-show to get that one, guys. Got callbacks in here.
Yeah,
we take a bath. They bathe like 15 minutes. Uh-huh. We get out of the bath. I say, hey, let me dry off the oldest girl. She says, okay. I put her shirt on. I put on some Vaseline. I walk away. I come back. She's squatting. I'm like. She wants to relax. Okay. She likes to relax. I've been to China. This is comfortable. I get it. Okay. I stand her up to pick up her pants. I'm to put pants on her. And there's poop on our rug. Okay. Poop. The size of poop I make when I go to Chipotle. Like it was adult poop.
She starts laughing. Like a backed up poop.
Bruh. There's nothing funny about poop, specifically kids' poop. I want that to be known. This mom should be ashamed of herself trying to get 500 followers based off this retweet. It's disrespectful.
Dan, are you ready for that? Potty training and all that stuff?
No. That's not a game.
You have any horror stories? You got poop horror stories?
No, he's beat the ocean. We know this.
When you have kids, like, it's weird, right? Because, like, everyone else's kids, like, poop, like, gross, it still grosses you out. Sure. But your own kids poop, there's just, like, it's just kind of this, like,
what it is now.
This is part of me somehow. Yeah, so,
real quick here, since we're talking poop and first topic, the worst blowout. You've had some bad blowouts yet?
Dude, we had one Christmas Eve service that was like we almost like had to evacuate the service. Mm-hmm. It was bad enough. Mm-hmm. Like people looking around like, what is that?
What is going on in here?
What is that? And then at the beach this week, we had a legendary one.
Oh, blows out again. You had any blowouts?
Wait, your son went to the beach and pooped like father like son. You smell, that's my boy. You see the water, you get it out there.
It's so clean.
Dan's just fresh. Carrying this baby like, hold it. Dips him in the water.
Dips in the water. Feel good, don't it, son?
Yeah. That salt water bidet.
That's it. That's good. The turtles. It's food for the turtles. Got protein in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is good. You had any?
Yeah, I've had.
You had a couple blowouts over there?
The worst one was recently. So I'm teaching him the difference between yucky and good. Okay. And poop is yucky.
Okay.
But he didn't want to get his diaper changed.
Uh-huh.
So he's kind of throwing a fit.
Uh-huh.
And he grabs his diaper as I'm changing him and pulls.
Woo.
So poop gets on his stomach, gets on his shirt, gets on my arm because I go to block his arms. And his diaper lands just poop first on my forearm.
Yo, you gotta cut off your whole arm, bro. I can't believe you walked in this room with that arm. That's a poop arm, bro.
And I'm just
gotta
like,
get a new arm.
I don't know what to do. Oh. I don't know what to address first.
You wipe that poop off on his forehead.
I have poop on me. He's got poop on him.
Bro, I take my arm, and that's gonna be poop off his forehead. White poop off his forehead. You can fire me if you want. I'm putting poop on that other child's forehead. I don't care. Can he talk a little bit?
Yeah, he can.
On your forehead. Just getting poop. Just going to swipe poop all your forehead. Do you like it?
Listen, bro.
Just
going to swipe it. This is the last thing. We got to move on. I was away doing some shows. Had three shows for the night. Used the restroom. All right. Had too much ice cream at lunch. All right. A lot of ice cream on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And we've talked about poop. I'm taking a poop. Okay, I'm a grown man. I'm taking a poop.
Poop.
And
grown men take poops.
Grown men take poops. It depends on how we ain't got time. And so grown man. So I'm about to wrap. You need to check yourself. I'm about to wrap it up, bro. And then my fingertips hit the water, bro. Bro, I promise y'all almost canceled those shows. I think I gotta go. I gotta get off this boat. Man overboard. I can't come out of Pogo. Because the toilets are low. My knees were at my chest, so I tried to go down to handle business, and it just...
Oh, my goodness. Hey, you walk in here with that finger? What is wrong with you? You got to start cutting off stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a wrap.
I almost canceled 3 shows. 8, 9, and 11, bro. Like,
comedian is not coming.
Well, then a comedian jumps overboard to wash his hands.
Says, cannot take it anymore.
Oh, let's keep it moving. My goodness, that's how you start a podcast, guys. Good. Let's keep it moving. Topic number 2. It's here. Rocky 4. Right? I don't know what else you got. Air Bud, soccer form, whatever you want, whatever you love. Born Ultimatum. Number 4 is here. Okay. Championship is set, guys. NBA Finals. We're talking sports for real, for real. Warriors taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't know about anybody else. It seems like I'm the minority, but I'm very excited.
I'm very excited as well.
I'm very excited about this. This is number 4. Goes down Thursday, 9 p.m. ABC, which is important. I do appreciate that because trying to get that TNT app was tough. 4-time Warriors win the first one. LeBron, which I feel like his greatest accomplishment, comes back from 3-1, 73-9 Warriors, takes him out. Durant comes in the next year. They get the second title. And now the Warriors are trying to go back-to-back. And LeBron, which I would say, this would be his second greatest accomplishment if he were to pull off this behind the 3-1 comeback because of his roster going against the Warriors roster, I would say would be his second one. But we're excited about this. We'll talk about the finals, the Western Conference, Eastern Conference. Just give us your thoughts. How we got here. What's the first thing we're thinking when we talk about finals?
I mean, I think this would be probably number 2 greatest accomplishment in LeBron's career if he somehow pulled this off.
Right.
Because the gap in talent between these two rosters might be, with the exception of LeBron, it might be the worst that I've remember seeing in my lifetime. As far as two teams, I don't know off the top of my head, what's a better versus worst team?
Oh, Sixers Lakers, that was bad. You take Iverson off bad. That. You that take Iverson bad. Off yeah. that Lakers off that Sixers yeah. team.
Who was it? Aaron McKee,
Geiger, Snow. Matt Geiger.
Yeah, Theo Ratliff in his old age. Yeah, that was a tough one too.
Okay, so second ish.
Yeah, that was tough.
1A, 1B. So yeah, I mean that's
Kyle Korver. Was he on that team?
Kyle Korver on what team? Oh, he was on that team. He was on that team. Or at least he played with Iverson.
No, he played with Iverson.
It wasn't Korver. It was the other white guy that shot 3. Was it not Van Pelt?
Van Horn?
Yes. Keith Van Horn.
All right. Oh, yeah, he was on that team.
The High Sox?
Yeah, the High Sox, yeah. Keith Van Horn.
I wanted to be brave enough to wear High Sox. Yeah. Okay. I wasn't. So, I don't know. The unfortunate thing is if the Warriors play as they should, this should be a 5-game series.
I think you're underestimating how important Andre Iguodala is. If they don't have Iguodala, LeBron's probably like, if he don't play a couple of these, I can get my team 2.
What'd you say? You say going in 5? What'd you say? Off top.
This is sweep.
You say sweep? You're putting on a podcast.
Yeah.
Sweep, Dan, what'd you say?
Sweep or 5?
Right now.
It goes 2-2-1-1-1. So I would say they'll go down 0-2. Mm-hmm. They'll win game 3.
Okay.
4, and then they'll 5.
It's like last year, pretty much, Dan.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I said 5 as well. And because LeBron's going to get 1. That's just personal. We are no longer doubting LeBron James. We're past that.
Yeah.
So he's going to get 1. We know that for sure. We know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you live and die by shooting, you can have a terrible night, i.e. Rockets, and you could potentially lose 2. So I said 5, but I would not be surprised if it goes 6.
Ooh, okay.
So can I say one thing real quick?
Go for it.
I became a conspiracy theorist.
In that
Rockets halftime of the Western Conference Finals. Okay,
please give us your theory.
What you got?
They're beating Golden State.
Okay.
By double digits.
Uh-huh. Someone in the NBA was like, no, we need this rematch.
Dan, stop right there.
Then said, shrink the rims, and they'll miss 27 threes in a row.
And I saw Curry get hot and Durant drop 30.
I saw professional basketball players miss open threes.
What did they do to the rim then?
for the conspiracy next needs 20 a thing. Minutes.
Uh-huh. The conspiracy needs a thing. What did they do to the rim?
Are you going like White Sox scandal?
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying it. The player, like, it was like they walked in and it's like, this is how this is going
to
go.
Mr. Silver because says you're 20, not winning this
because
game.
Because of the missing of the threes or the fact that
the missing
those
threes,
are the most
championship
convincing
pedigree
looking, I'm going to try to shoot and make this three misses I've ever seen in.
That almost takes
here's
more
the, here's
talent.
My biggest problem. Great. Here's my biggest problem with that. And it's going to get a little real in a sense of, because I got to use the R word, racism. As well. I know. We go poop the racism. It's tough. Here's my biggest issue with that.
Jump.
I know. I just shot a.
Please don't call me racist. I don't know how old I just said.
Oh, no,
I was racist,
no. Not at all. But dog, I got you. No. What I'm saying is, you have statistically, I don't know how with the percentage wise, you have all these primarily black men, and specifically in the NBA for this conversation, who are trying to be great, I feel, who are trying to win and be legends and be historic, whatever amount of money I feel, which is not going to be a lot for them to throw this game, to get a chance to get to the finals and feel very confident with a healthy Chris Paul.
No.
The Rockets feel very confident. I have a tough time going from top all the way down to bottom to the players specifically. Like, yeah, I'm with you on
so
that.
So let me – I guess my conspiracy, like before the game, I was like on a zero Nate level where it's like there's no frozen envelope. There's no nothing.
Uh-huh.
After this game, there's 1% of me that's like, is this thing fixed? Is this – all predetermined?
So I'll say this.
Is it a soap opera? Is it wrestling?
Just watching. There,
just 1% of me. 99% of me is wholeheartedly believing what
gotcha.
You just said. These men work their whole lives
gotcha.
To get to this point. Like, but there's 1% of me
now.
That watches professional basketball players.
Professionals.
Who won over 70 games this year.
60
games this year.
Uh-huh.
Shooting the three ball.
Mm-hmm. That's their bread and butter.
And you are 20 minutes away.
Uh-huh.
From going to the NBA Finals.
Uh-huh. So,
and you need to make three threes uh-huh. in the next 27 shots.
Mm-hmm. So I'll say this.
And they don't.
So to this I'll say, that mm-hmm. style of basketball
mm-hmm.
leads you to be tired. leads you to be tired late,
sure.
right? That's one thing. Second thing is, you know, like James Harden is not the most clutch player.
He hasn't proven it yet.
He has not, you know what I mean? Like, he's prone to be not showing up big when they need him. Mm-hmm. So he had like 30-something points, but he shot the ball like 29 times.
Yeah, it was
or something ridiculous like that. So it's like, you know, maybe. And then we knew, and the third thing, we know Golden State goes on runs.
For sure.
Their
you know what I mean?
Third like, quarter differential, last time I saw it, I'm not sure if it was the playoffs or the whole season, is plus 130.
Yeah.
Third quarter.
But you know that they were sitting there and they're like, oh, you're going to leave us in this game.
Well, here's also the thing. Warriors play arguably the worst I've seen them play in the postseason in the last 4-year run.
Yeah.
I was watching the game. I'm not even quote unquote a Warriors fan. I think they're objectively the best team in the NBA. But I was like, my stomach hurts watching this right now. The last few games, when they went KD led, ISO ish, I was like, this is
that's not
Warriors
that's not
ball.
Basketball.
So the first half, I was like, this is atrocious. But I was patiently waiting for the run that did come. Mm-hmm. I think there's an element of the threes. But then there was also an element of the Warriors. I think there's people are giving a lot of discredit to the Warriors because they missed all the threes, which is right. But there was also some, if you let us stay around with
they put that heat on
four All-Stars, two MVPs.
And Klay came back after three fouls.
Right.
He came back hot.
You know.
And then, you know, Steph was out here being disrespectful.
No.
Steph had, he's the most disrespectful.
He's top
10.
He's top 10
in
disrespect.
Yo, it was one layup he missed. It was a finger roll. And I was like, yo, had he made that, you would have to punch him. Because there was no need for that finger roll. And then he's shooting from, you know, doing that Steph thing where he shoots from half court. I'm like, bruh, you got to fight this man. No one ever hits him. Is it because you know he'll bruise? You'll see the bruise.
The best Steph is not only when his shot's going, but when he's aggressive in the paint.
Yeah, when he's getting to
the basket. When he's getting to the basket, there's nothing that really, because he's confident, I feel, the most confident. He's willing to go get banged up, and his three's on. He is, let me get my words together here for this statement. When he's that Steph, he's the best guard in the NBA. I don't think there's much debate for that, which I know there would be debate. But that is his best, when he's able to go into that lane and then hit the shot.
Yep.
You got to guard him as soon as he comes across half court.
If you listened to the podcast last week, my hot take was that the only other player that Steph is the second most influential person in the NBA
somebody
basketball.
Somebody told me about you, bro, at church, and they was like, bro, I wish you was on there to talk about this. So let me be clear of what you're saying.
We're way over on this topic, so we have to cut one here eventually.
So I want to be clear what you said, because I heard this, and I want to make sure it was right. You were saying, you said that Steph is the best...
The second most influential basketball player of all time.
Okay. He thought you were saying maybe the second best ever.
No, he needs to get New Year's.
Okay,
Whoever your friend is.
Okay.
I clarified it like
you did.
The most precise
way. Because we all
possible.
First heard like, what?
Yeah.
But you said it, I'm like, okay.
Okay, all right. Carry on.
And I agree with that. Second most influential basketball player? Probably of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody shoots like we shoot unless there's a Steph Curry.
Because I will watch all seven games of the NBA final only to watch Steph Curry shimmy up and down the court.
I hear that. I would argue, we've been arguing a lot here. Yes. Polite argues. Nobody's
Fair
talking
point.
About anybody's
Very
family.
Civil.
We're not talking about people arguing
or
here.
Or friends who aren't going
to
make it.
The edge. I would give edges to players where rules were changed because of their play. That would be the argument I would then begin to have for conversation.
About influence.
Yeah. Because you literally changed the function of the totality of the game and how it's played. But we don't have time for that. We can get into that another time here. But I hear
That's
what you're saying.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Let's keep it rocking.
What we got next?
Let's talk about the Curry family and disrespect. So Aisha Curry, who is pregnant again, if that's the third time,
time out. You said that so disgusted.
You did.
did you feel that come off your tongue?
I feel like she's been pregnant every single playoff.
Wow.
I don't know. You just
sound like, bro, she's got an STD.
No, I had a teacher that was always pregnant. It's like, how are you pregnant again? I didn't do well in algebra, and I had the same teacher.
You didn't do well in science either. How are you pregnant again? It's pretty simple, brother. That's it. A little Luther and a little Chardonnay, and hello. Carry on, sir.
So Aisha Curry, who is always
loves a winner,
been out.
Kid win.
Outspoken wife of Steph Curry is talking to fans.
That sounded disrespectful too, bro. Outspoken wife.
Anybody else want to intro this?
Is that what it read? You read outspoken?
No, I'm describing her as outspoken compared to other NBA wives.
What I heard was loud and black.
No, please do not hear that.
Maybe other NBA wives don't have cooking shows.
Look,
outspoken. She got a microphone.
Outspoken wife.
I think she's outspoken compared to most NBA wives.
Most NBA wives don't have their own TV shows.
Carry on, bro. Fertile, outspoken wife.
I'm not the only person that thinks that.
I hope y'all do this when I'm not here. Carry on.
How would you describe her?
She's Steph Curry's wife.
Next
Aisha Curry.
That's pretty much it.
I was just trying to
jazz it up.
Yeah, just give a little bit of
give them the facts.
I don't know.
Jazz up. What was jazz up you was doing, Nate?
Carry on.
What did you mean by outspoken?
She goes on Twitter. She talked about the NBA being rigged.
Ooh, no,
carry
right.
on. Come on,
Keep
Nate.
On.
Keep Blow on. Your Confederate war horn. Come on.
Light-skinned NBA player's wife.
Oh, uppity basketball player.
Doesn't know his place. Yes.
Jambalaya cooking woman.
With their obnoxiously loud baby's children.
Steph Curry's baby mama.
Right. Jeez. It's so bad. Ooh, it's so bad.
All right, bro. It's we're so ready. Bad. Please get to this topic. We're ready.
I don't think we need to finish this.
Who cares about
She got
the
somebody
topic?
Punched her in the gut.
No, I mean.
Somebody hit her in the gut. When you're pregnant, it feels like a punch.
I'm sure it does. She gets into it with a Rockets fan.
Because she's outspoken.
Can I quote her, or is that too much?
This is dirty up what you're saying.
Because she did speak outwardly.
How do you speak inwardly?
You just keep it inside your head.
You ain't speaking, are you? It's not speaking words.
Go ahead, Nate. Finish it.
See how your words
You got
work?
2 minutes.
Go.
She went after this guy on Twitter very respectfully and classy in a way. Like, it was very nice. But it was like... Anyway, so this guy calls her out on Twitter, says, save the salt for your terrible cooking show, which I thought was kind of, I was like, that's kind of clever. That's fine. But apparently the man, according to her, this man bumped me in my 8-month pregnant belly asking, and I quote, doesn't losing feel like getting punched in the gut and continued to follow me and taunt me. So this is after game 5.
That didn't get it all.
Houston's feeling good. Chris Paul still has both his hamstrings. So you're feeling confident. And then you decide to start talking to, I would say, the most popular NBA wife right now. So you're going to talk to the one with the biggest platform. That's the one you're going to go after. That's what's insane to me.
Why is she down there when she 8 months pregnant? Ain't she supposed to be in a box?
In a box?
Like, no, I'm saying like a press box.
Oh, she was going home. Like, she was leaving. Luxury box. She was leaving.
No, I'm saying. Like,
I thought you had her like in a bubble at home, just like.
Yeah, why no, she down there with the commoners?
You're pregnant. You're in a, yeah, yeah. You're, I got you. Pregnant. You're in a box and no one can touch you.
She's trying to be civil, baby. She's trying to talk to the people.
And people don't love you. Get away from those people.
Not in Houston. No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. On the road? You going out there? What are you doing?
I got you. Yeah,
it's a high stress environment.
Listen, guys. Listen, I'm talking to all men here.
Go ahead.
You don't mess with women, A. And you specifically do not mess with a pregnant woman here. Because at first she thought it was just it's crowded, right? A little bump. But then the comment, in her opinion, felt that it solidified disrespect, you know what I'm saying, physically. You know what I'm saying? Because you make the comment about gut punch. This is ridiculous. I don't know this guy because you didn't have the full video footage or whatever here. This is nothing to be played with here, guys. I know you're a big fan of babies, Nate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Damn, that was good. That was a good comeback there.
Great.
And so, and so when I first read the story, I was like, oh no, this was real, because we when we first, what was it, maybe first, I don't remember which pregnancy or whatever, but like, just, you have to be, especially at 8, 9 months here, you know what I'm saying? You're getting full term, you're ready to go full term here, you're excited, you're tired, you know what I'm saying? Physically, women would know this much more than I would from my perspective here. But like, there's a delicacy as well to this time as well. And so I was just like, yo, this is, somebody could have dropped hands on this young fella real quick and nobody would have been upset at all, brother. Mm-hmm. I don't know. On last time you seen it. I mean, when Allison was, when she was pregnant, he was like, especially at that time, about to get ready to wrap up. We're all tired, ready to go. So I was like, ooh, I was like, she had to go, but she handled it. She took the cigarette. She took a cigarette out of his mouth, threw it away, which she said I was saving his life, which is true. And then she goes on to get in the car too. But you're right. I think one mistake, if there was any for her, don't get down there with the commoners on the road.
Why are you down there on the road? Well, you know what I mean? Like, what? I don't get it. I don't get that. Let's not be on the road.
Don't be on the road. That's what we do now. Don't be on the road.
Don't be on the road doing that.
That's it. Let's keep it moving here. Next topic here. We're going to wrap up with our second to last topic in the world of NBA. Rockets and Warriors are, quote unquote, the new rivals. I assume the Cavs and the Warriors were old rivals before Kyrie left. Right, hypothetically. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to talk about that. We've talked about that. But I'm intrigued on when we talk about rivalries. Rivalries are a big thing, whether in sports, school, right? Relationships, friendships in school, or whatever the case may be. I'm like, yo, which one, if you only have one, sure, but if you have more than one, who's one of your biggest rivals growing up? Let's go non-sibling if we can.
Okay.
if you can't, that's fine. But when you think about rivalries, right? Because let's say Chris Paul stays, the Warriors stay intact for another few more years. Those might be the best two teams for the next 2 years. But when you go into real life, one of your biggest rivalries. I'll go first. So one of my biggest rivalries were in elementary school. Okay, I was the fastest kid in my school for 4 years. Okay, and then all of a sudden, this kid named David Manning comes into my school. I had 3 problems with David Manning. One, David Manning was too tall for elementary school. Okay, we know there's tall kids, but he was too tall. All right, that's number one. Number two, okay, they thought David was quote unquote as funny as Damon. That's a lie, okay? That's number two. Number three, and the biggest one, because I was in my feelings, was that I was crushing hard for 2 years on a girl named Crystal Martin, okay? She lived in my apartment complex, okay? And I was getting ready to make a move on her, okay? And then David Manning comes in, okay? And out of nowhere, in his Lee Pipes, son of a gun, Saucony's, comes in his bad boy and just swoops her, and they were, and I quote, a thing in fourth grade. Obviously she wasn't a good person, okay? And that was probably my biggest rival, because he was as fast as I was, he was taller but not as funny, okay? And I was like, I hate your guts. He was also a good speller, and that was also another thing. That's how you have rivalries in,
and he was
school.
A good speller,
and he could spell fiction correctly. So that was about, probably my number. David Manning, if you're listening to this here, know that we're not friends too. What you got next? Who's one of your rivalries here?
You got a rival?
Man,
you mean you don't hate nobody?
No, there's plenty of people I disliked. Uh-huh. I don't know if we ever competed for the same
stuff. Well, and maybe even internally. I think David didn't know any of this. David Manning didn't know I hated his guts.
Yeah, I mean, there was a... I'm really trying to think how to narrow it down now. I thought it was people that we knew we were competing against. There was definitely a couple guys. I lost my starting position on the basketball team 4 years in a row and had to earn it back. We got a new coach every single year.
I'm gonna let you do.
we can talk about that.
Somebody break the news today. He never was a starter.
I would end the year.
It wasn't 4 years in a row.
I would end the year as a disrespect. Starter. It was so frustrating. I'd end the year as a starter.
You ended as a starter.
I had four varsity coaches, 4 years. They fired or quit every single year. Mm-hmm. And each year the coach would come back and he just automatically put the tall kid in. Mm. And I'm like, that kid's not good. He's not good. And then they would put the kid that's super athletic. It's like, yeah, but he might try to bite the basketball. He's not good. Mm-hmm. And then they put in the kid that's like, well, he's in good shape because he did cross country. Yeah, there's more to basketball than running.
Mm-hmm.
4 years. 4 years straight.
Wait, who are you in this story, bro? He hasn't mentioned himself yet.
No, I was the guy that I had to earn.
You're number four in this story?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was like, is he the athletic one? Who is he here?
No, I was. They kept putting all these guys in, and I'm like, no, there's a reason. Like, I contribute.
That's a lot of credit to him.
Look, listen, man, it was so frustrating. Tall one.
That's not possible. I've seen some of his TBT pitches doing the push-ups. I see you out there, big dog. I see you out there.
Every year, I was just like, none of these guys will set picks. I'll come in there. I'll set picks. I'll rebound. I'll box out. I'll do the dirty work.
That's like the most. That's the least valuable thing in high school basketball.
I think the most frustrating one is probably
picks. Bring that up so often about how you said that.
Because what would happen?
That's the least valuable thing in high school.
He's
going to
bring napkins to a cookout. I'm like, your hands will be dirty.
You got your hands will be dirty, bro. But you will need them.
Look at your fingers. That's because of me.
What would you do without me?
Because these teams.
Your fingers dry.
Yeah.
Walking around here with wet nips.
Coming in a pocket, two armfuls of brawny. Like, you guys know you need it.
Paper man,
he just throwing them out and rolling
wet nips.
Look, I'll be honest.
The wet nips man's here.
That is super accurate. I always volunteer to bring napkins and plates.
And but see, the thing is, everybody does that, but most people do it out of laziness. You do it because this is important.
I want it done right.
Yeah, if we're gonna do this partying thing, let's do it right, guys. Napkins all around.
I think the one guy that I competed with the most, though, he's my best friend, but Adam. Mm. Adam and I, we got into fights after pickup. It was intense, and it was that whole year we thought we were competing for that one spot. And he was a senior, so we thought he should have it, but he had stupid hair, and I was better than him. So,
well.
He straightened his hair.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was like, he's that classic 2000s high school guy. Mm-hmm. So he had the straight hair into his eyes.
Mm.
He drove a 2006 Mustang.
Mm.
And he dated a girl named Heather. So it was like he was every teen
comedy.
Your idea
of classic and my idea of classic. Two different ideas of classic.
He was the villain in every teen comedy I ever watched.
I got you. David, who you got?
Did I have a... All right. I'm just thinking about... Wait, do I have... My brother's name. Did I have a rival outside of my own brother? And I don't even think we was rivals because he was better than me. I don't think I had a... Maybe like senior year. Was it DJ? Was that a rivalry? There was this guy.
Okay.
I went to the school. I was only year I was in school.
Yeah.
I remember like I didn't play on a basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy did. He was everybody's favorite.
Sure.
And
you just moved to the school this year.
Okay. And then people was like, "You're not good at basketball." And I was like, "Well, let's play basketball in our khakis." Then I beat him.
Oh shoot! You played 1-on-1
in front of everybody.
1-on-1?
Yes.
In khakis?
Yeah, because he was like the only kid that could dunk in the school.
Sure.
I could not dunk.
Sure.
But I could play basketball.
But you could play basketball.
And I beat him.
Mm.
And I remember beating one of his friends. I remember specifically, this will lead to another topic, bouncing the ball off one guy's head.
Oh my goodness!
And then I was a trash talker.
Okay.
So it didn't feel like a rivalry but I didn't play on the team.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So it didn't feel like a rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is another part of the story. When I went to the school, he was dating a girl, and by the end of the year, she was dating me.
Oh my goodness!
So not only that, I embarrassed him on the basketball court.
Embarrassing.
I think about this, and then now he still like be like, "Man, we was friends." I was like, "Was we?" Did a lot of stuff to you that was very disrespectful.
I did a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
embarrassed in front of your friends in khakis and took your girl,
and then ended up with your girl in high school.
Goodness,
so
gracious.
That's not a rivalry. That feels very excited. Yeah,
you and I had much different high school experiences.
I was cool. I don't know why we have to establish that.
I don't know.
No, I know. I was cool. I don't know about you.
Oh my goodness. Wet nips, let's go. Come on.
Come on.
Next topic. Let's talk about a little NBA still. I thought she was for the WNBA. I'll redo that intro.
Let's keep it in.
All right, let's talk about a little WNBA plus NBA. Why not? Let's do it. Chiny Ugwuemeck.
Man.
That's all right.
Night.
Okay.
Not even close.
That's what the internet. That's how the internet told me her name was pronounced.
Not, no, it didn't.
I googled it, and I got like a thing in my ear. It got.
You heard it wrong.
It had five votes.
Say it again.
No.
Say it again.
No.
Say it again.
Did you listen to a highlight reel?
Huh? Yeah. Watch a clip of a professional saying it.
Anyway.
No, this is going in.
Does this have to go in? I don't want it to go in.
Sure, it's definitely going in. For sure. Anyway, say it one more time. How'd you say it?
She plays power forward.
Who is she?
For the Connecticut
Sun. She has a name.
She.
You know, come
outspoken baller.
Outspoken. Yeah.
I googled how to pronounce her name thinking I would get some sort of enunciation.
Not gay Hooper.
Or something.
Goes for 22.
Oh man.
Don't trust pronouncewiki.com.
No, just pronounce it. I feel like you didn't read it right.
Carry on, sir. What does she do? What do we know about her?
We know that she's a power forward for the Connecticut Suns.
Yes.
Not only that, she drives to ESPN.
Mm.
I would say almost daily when she can, because she's also an NBA analysis for them.
Mm.
So she's two dream jobs. I'm all over the place with this topic, and man, I apologize.
I just don't know where you want us to go with it. We're talking dream jobs, talking about how cool it is to drive to
lead us, young sir. Lead
where are we
us.
Going with this?
I think it's insane that A, she has the energy to do both these jobs.
Sure, mm-hmm.
They're
sure.
Two demanding full time jobs.
That's a factual mm-hmm. statement.
Also, how do you? I really don't know how you keep up with it. Mm-hmm. How are you good at both these jobs? We don't have to bring up the two skills thing because mm-hmm. it's not a skill to me. It's just literally how do you have the time to be good at both these jobs at the same time? If they were two different seasons, I would understand. But right now, they're overlapping. How does she do it? Could you do it? What are two jobs you could do?
Comedy and teacher.
I mean,
I'll say it for him.
But it's not. It's
you shouldn't
not
look that way.
I'm saying. I'm saying it's not. It hasn't been full time comedy up to this point.
It is a. I think a respect to. Specifically one her two to women in general. Yeah, I played it very yeah. smooth. They're called pronouns, but no, also women are atrociously and disgustingly strong here. This reminds me of my time. My mom had three jobs. Two of them were full-time, one was part-time, and she was still being an awesome present mom. Women are amazing here. That's one. Number two, this is two skills. Nice try to get out of that. These are two right. distinctly different skills here that are required here. I have to be great on court, and I have to research, analyze well, and be a great professional. So, because I don't make enough money in the WNBA, so I don't want to lose this job. So I need to keep this contract going. I saw this story, and I was like, yo, this is crazy. Right, I don't know how often this is happening, or if this happened in the past, or will it happen in the future. I don't know those details. But when I saw it, I was like, "Yo, this is crazy!" Because like she finishes the game, right? Finishes practice, then drives to another game, and then does that game on air or whatnot. I'm like, "Yo, this is bananas."
Then I guess after that, she played her own team on ESPN2.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I mean, went to practice.
Called
one game. Then went to play. Then went ESPN to play.
I was trying to think about it on the way here. I was like, what does that seem like in the comedy world? And I was coming up with a blanket. What does that seem like in the comedy world here where I'm practicing for my team?
Nothing.
I call the game.
No, because I mean, think if you did like, let's say you did warm up for a show in the morning.
Warm up for a show.
You hosted a talent show in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And then you did your own set at
mm-hmm.
night.
Mm-hmm.
That still, to me, doesn't seem as demanding.
Oh yeah, that's not demanding at all.
But that's
we don't really do demanding work.
No,
we don't. That's not a word.
I only sweat if the air conditioner's on,
like right now.
Or if you're doing poorly. If I'm doing poorly, I start to sweat.
You start
to
sweat when you do poorly.
I start sweating a lot, and I'm like, this isn't good. I can feel it.
You wear gray on stage. You wear gray.
I try to wear as dark colors as I can on stage, or I wear a couple shirts just in case.
Mm. A couple of shirts.
I'll wear an undershirt.
You wear undershirt to
just,
cover the
just
sweat.
To catch. Just
well, David
in case.
Doesn't sweat really. I think I saw you sweat one time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think you were in a good mood. I don't know.
I don't know how it happened.
I think you were in a good
mood.
I might
have just put water on my face and just be like, one of the guys.
Let me help him feel better. Help him feel better.
I just want to hear you say the name one more time.
Nope.
Because I'm looking at it. Do you know how to say it, Mike? My brother, you know how to say it?
How do you say it?
That's what I say. It's Chiny Ugwuemeke.
Ah.
It's Ugwuemeke.
That's what I got. What? When I Googled it.
Wait, Google, what is it again? Go ahead.
Chinese Ogwimic.
You trusted Google?
I thought.
Yeah, you trusted.
You trusted a robot.
It had the robot.
There were real people with highlight clips saying her name.
This is how fake news spreads. You don't know the source you're supposed to go to.
All right, this is the one with two votes.
So. Mm-hmm.
China Ogwimic.
Nope.
I don't.
Have you ever? This is why you got to hang
on. No, I was like, we were coming up on the topic, mm-hmm. and I was like, I don't know if I know how to pronounce her name.
Why don't you go to a clip?
Well, because I was like, this will be faster. I thought I would get
the best thing, not mm-hmm. the fastest.
I thought I would get
lesson
a written.
Learned, people. Mm-hmm. Don't go to the quickest answer. Go to the most accurate answer.
I thought mm-hmm. I could get a written way to you said, pronounce it.
How did you say it? I just want to hear how you
it. Was
said.
The worst way.
Say it was the worst possible
Agu Mike. He said Agu Mike. Like you've never heard. Ogwimic. Like you've never.
He said like she was a Decepticon.
Yes. Like you've never heard anyone with an African name before.
No.
And honestly, I think that you
Asian
might
Princess Warrior plays two activities.
Look, that wasn't my best topic. And I think we should just move on as quick as we can.
He said Cheney. Oh, Mike.
I didn't put.
Like you've never heard Hakumake.
Hilarious.
All right. You know what it is. It's time to get to topic number six, grandma's favorite topic. Let's get into it. Nate, what are we hating on this week?
All right. So if you're a patron or you've listened to the pre-show, you know I'm trying a little bit of bettering my physical life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we did talk about it last week.
Via the keto
that
diet.
That just dropped.
Oh, that's okay.
But anyway.
Anyway. I'm so sick of getting advice. I'm sick of getting unrealistic bad advice, and it's mostly people telling me to eat tuna because tuna is disgusting and it's gross, and I'm not a cat, so stop telling me to eat tuna fish because that's all it is. It's dressed up cat food. It's even in a little cat food can, and it's just like, oh, it says white chunks on the front. Oh, well, that makes it more appealing. Oh, you're telling me what region it's from? Oh, thank you. Does that mean it's not going to smell like death when I open it? No, but it's pure Alaskan white chunked tuna. Oh, it still smells like an old harbor? Oh, great. Now my house smells like that. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's so gross. And don't tell me what to mix it with, because guess what masks the taste of fish? Nothing. Nothing masks. Fish is so overpowering. You can mix a little bit of mustard in there. That's a nice low calorie snack. Put a little bit of mustard. No, it just tastes like fishy mustard. And that's worse. That's worse. Mixing stuff with tuna makes it worse. It's so, dang it, Dan.
Another one.
All right. Now I feel like this is not a personality. This is not like a choice. How do you physically stomach tuna?
Well, just so everyone knows, behind the glass over here, I made eyes at David because I love
tuna.
Tuna.
What do you? Okay.
It's like the go-to snack because it is low calorie. Yep.
Right. No. I understand the health benefits
and
of it.
Good.
And it tastes good.
It tastes so good.
I've liked tuna since I was in like middle school though.
Yeah.
Like at one point in time, I would come home every day after school and eat tuna, and my parents were like on the border of like mercury poisoning. Yeah, like
you were at that level.
Like, maybe you should like cut back the tuna.
How did I do this again? I didn't even,
because you secretly hate Dan.
I've never seen Dan.
If you buy
tuna,
high quality tuna, it doesn't. It really doesn't smell that bad. Like I get it. Like you shouldn't bring tuna on in a plane. Like I'd never be that guy that like. You know what I'm going to do? Subway, tuna sandwich, plain, closed environment. It's going to smell
great. With some hard-boiled eggs?
It's not going to smell great. But quickly, at home, quick lunch.
Quick lunch.
What, like, what do you put it on? What's your go-to tuna snack?
Oh, I just bowl, tuna, little sweet relish, little mustard, very little mayonnaise, mix it up, eat it.
That's it.
Some red onions. I throw red onions. Let me say this for the first time. Eggs, hard boiled eggs. If you got them, let me say this for the first time. Damon alert. Damon alert. Let me say this for the first time. Damon alert. Damon alert. Let me say this for the first time. Damon alert. Damon alert. Let me say this for the first time. Damon alert. Damon alert. Let me say this for the first time. Damon alert. Damon alert. Let me say this for the first time. Damon alert. Damon alert. Let me say this for the first time. Damon alert. Damon alert. Let me say this for the first time. Damon alert. Damon alert. Let me say this for the first time. Damon alert. Damon alert. Let me say this for the first time. Damon alert. Damon alert. Let me say this for the first time. Damon alert. Damon alert. Let me say this for the first time. Damon alert. Damon alert. Let me say this for the first time. Damon alert. Damon alert. Let me say this for the first time. Damon alert. Damon alert. Let me say this for the first time. Damon alert. Damon alert. Let me say this for the first 100% agree with Nathan. No one's here, bro.
Look, I should have had a balloon drop ready or something.
Tuna fish. Tuna fish is disgusting. I had four jokes in my head, and all of them were too vulgar for this podcast. I would have to be known immediately. Okay, that's number one. All of them. Okay, the podcast would have continued. I stopped it. Okay.
But he's discretion.
Explicit.
warning.
Disgusting. Oh my goodness, guys. Did you say relish a little mayonnaise?
What? Yeah. Dan, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Guys, relish, you guys mayonnaise. Love too. What do you relish mayonnaise?
Look, yeah, you get some. Oh, some people use sandwich spread, but I use relish.
Oh,
a little
boy.
Bit of Duke's mayonnaise, or just, you know, whatever good mayonnaise. Red pepper. I don't know, red pepper. Red onion. Yeah, you use some red pepper. A little season, you know, you season a little bit if you want to. Right.
My stomach hurts, bro. My stomach hurts.
Like,
oh my goodness.
So
good.
Do you like chicken salad?
No, I don't like chicken salad.
Okay.
This is it.
Because I'm about to say
we've nailed the problem.
Yeah, that's it. Tuna fish looks like when somebody says, I think I threw up a little bit in my mouth. That's what it looks like. You'd be like, man, what does that look like? Oh, well, just put that in a can. Yeah. Well, what do I do with this? Is that dog food? No, that's not dog food. People eat that? Yeah, people eat that. Do we eat that? No, we do not. Good.
Call me.
I'm with you, Nathan Owens. I don't have anything to bad to say about this topic here.
Let's end it. Let's end
my mom, topic. My couture when we were just dating, she ate some tuna fish one time. She ate some tuna fish one time, bro. And then she leaned in for a kiss. Almost muffed her out of my car, bro. It is despicable. I respectfully disagree with you guys on that too. I don't have anything else to say.
It's so good.
Oh my
goodness.
It's
so quick.
That is, sure.
It's like,
that is a challenge. That is a challenge. We have to find something that they hate as much as we hate tuna fish and then swap. That's a challenge, guys. That's coming up soon. Be listening out for that.
We won't do that. We'll just replace their tuna fish with cat food and see if they notice.
I would rather eat cat food. I've seen the pictures of cat food.
You would not rather eat cat food.
I would rather eat. I ate it on Walking Dead. I would eat cat food.
That was a TV show.
I would. This
feels like
a... They get a lot of money.
Feels like a good challenge.
That feels like a good challenge.
You're not
you guys eat cat food.
No. You see, wait a minute. That's a
deal.
No, thank you.
Yo, spin a room.
Switch that real quick. He's like, I was like, wait.
Yeah, that's that. Well, hold on.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Oh my goodness,
tuna fish is good.
Yo, let us know, man, how you make your tuna fish.
Yeah, that's give us a solid tuna fish recipe.
Let them know. Give us a solid tuna fish.
One quick question.
Shoot.
Will y'all eat like lox bagels, like salmon, cream cheese, red onion?
I don't think I've ever had that.
You'd really like it.
Okay. I'm not a salmon.
They had that at our goodbye party for teachers here. They had bagels. They had different type of bagels, different type of cream cheese. They had salmon, nice and cooked here. Now throw it away. Slapped it off the table. I said, where are the donut holes, bro? I thought somebody left over from dinner last night, bro.
Didn't understand.
What is this fish doing out? You don't eat fish until the moon's out. We know this, guys.
It's morning fish.
What are we doing?
I don't like salmon patties.
My favorite breakfast is salmon and lox.
Salmon
or lox. Like, yeah. it, which is
bagels
salmon,
and lox. Yeah.
Yeah, bagels and lox.
Woo, boy. That is.
I just got around to eating
salmon. Here's a question.
Though.
Does Allison, does she eat any and all of this?
Uh-huh. Oh,
okay,
yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Woo. I love you, Dan, but we're different people.
That is clear.
We're learning. I feel like we've learned more about each other since we moved out. Man, move on to the next topic.
Definitely seen more of each other since you moved out.
Hey, oh. Hashtag naked Nick.
No, we didn't need a hashtag.
Doughboy in the pill.
We didn't need to. Man.
Paperman.
Oh, guys. Oh, I hope y'all have as much fun listening to this podcast as we have doing this podcast, man.
It's too good.
It is. What time? It is 12:27 a.m.
But people we love asleep. It. We're pushing through.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Oof, I'm hot.
Now I'm feeling it. What's the next topic?
Next topic.
Sweaty tuna.
Oh, boy. Joel Embiid.
Oh boy.
Joel Embiid's having a very fun offseason. Videos of him at some resort getting pushed into the pool, lazy river, stuff like that. That's not what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about him hanging out at an outdoor court in Philadelphia. I don't know, just playing pickup, playing people in one-on-one, and then he just throws it off of some dude's head.
Off the heezy.
And dunks.
And one. Off the heezy. Left hand, boom, hit that dude with the glasses right in his head. Got the ball back. Went for a windmill
dunk,
and then dunked it on it.
So here's
greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. Goat discussion over. It's Joel Embiid.
Is that it?
Yes.
Because he threw it off of some guy's head?
Yes. That dude, he's living his best life and he's great at basketball. Goat. Gets no better than that. I love it. Can I say this?
Go for it.
My favorite part about this video is when he hit that dude in the head. That dude was like, he didn't respond. He was like, did Joel Embiid just hit me in the head with a bat? Like, he didn't respond quickly to play defense. And then he halfway tried to guard him. But I think he was just so confused. He's like, this did not just happen to me. This NBA player, this giant of a man, did not just hit me in the head with his basketball and then windmill dunk it like we all in the NBA. Bro, it's pickup game, man. I just wanted to take a picture afterwards. I didn't need all this. And he did that. And as someone who has done often easy on somebody, let me just say, it is the most disrespectful thing you can do on a basketball court. I've done it several times.
Mm.
Every time afterwards, I said, I shouldn't have did that. But I still do it because it is very disrespectful. And if you know anything about me, I love disrespect.
I hear that.
I'm a fan of disrespect. Anybody else?
I like a good little disrespect.
What disrespect?
I like a little. Enough.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about you in disrespect to the point when we got to fight.
Yeah.
I
no, you
fight.
Should fight me. Every time I do that, you should fight me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember, somebody did in a game. It was a rookie game. Was it rookie sophomore game? Jason Richardson of the Warriors.
Of the Warriors at the time.
Did it to champ. Carlos Boozer.
Ooh.
I remember that. He did it to Carlos Boozer in a game.
Mm.
In a televised game.
Ooh.
Carlos Boozer never recovered from that.
He did not.
Shortly after that, he started putting Beijing in his hair. I'm pretty sure. And it was all downhill from there. He could never be a winner after that. He never won anything in his life. You can't. Everybody ever did hit in the head with basketball, I guarantee you the lives spiraled out of control after that. I know one kid in specific. He's a terrible person now. I don't think he does anything in his life. And I guarantee you pointed right back to that point in time when I went between the legs two times. Brought it up with the left hand. Boom off the heezy.
Ooh.
Went for a layup.
Ugh. And you made the layup?
Of course I made the layup.
My goodness.
Of course I made the
layup. Has that ever happened to you, Nate?
No. And I think if it did happen, I would just quit.
Mm.
Everything.
Everything.
I think I would walk home, like, head down, like Charlie Brown, just with that sad Christmas time is here playing. I would walk all the way back up to my parents' house, and I'd just be like, guys, I'm moving back in. Yeah. I got a basketball thrown off my forehead. And my dad would be like, you're not living here. We'll give you a week. We'll give you a week.
You're just a white homeless man in Flyer Branch walking around.
That's it.
You're going to be the first.
What happened to him?
It's okay.
Somebody hit me on the head with a heezy.
Yeah. Somebody went off the heezy.
What's
in 2018? They still doing that? Joel Embiid brought it back. Oh, my goodness. You got to get out of here, though.
I think that's the heezy stank on me. It hasn't happened in so long. I think it would have surprised me. It would have been like seeing a dinosaur.
Yo, that dude was surprised.
Like, are we allowed to do that? I didn't know if we were allowed to. Okay, well, now he just dunked on me. So, that's it, man.
That's one of the most disrespectful things I've ever seen.
I would start playing, like, croquet or shuffleboard or something else.
You
got to
leave town immediately.
You got to go, bro. You can't
No more sports where you physically handle.
You got to hit Joel Embiid in the face. You already know his face a little soft right now.
He's pretty tall. You got to punch him in the balls. You ain't gonna be able to get to his face, bro.
This escalated quickly.
I'm just talking about science. Wait, boy,
push a T move. You said what?
You
about this?
Get on my level. Swing for the fences,
yeah,
baby.
Goodness gracious.
Let's keep it moving. Let's talk about everybody's favorite topic. Hockey, guys. That's what we're talking about for the next few weeks. You know why? Because the Stanley Cup is here. Make some noise if you love hockey. This isn't a show. All right. So,
clap it up.
Give me the energy.
Give me the energy. If you love hockey.
Side note, guys, when you're at a show, you do what they say. Okay.
It'll
make the show go better if you just give some energy.
Question it. If I say clap it up,
Yo, I'm going to be real, though. You show us a video of Rob Hayes, former guest, coming out on stage.
Yeah.
Talking about doing Poopity Scoop and trying to get everybody to stand up and do the song. If Rob Hayes came out on stage and was like, stand up, and Poopity Scoop came, I would not stand up.
And that was what half the crowd did refuse. It first. That is definitely what
Rob, happened. I love you. There's
that was
no
definitely
way
what half the crowd did it first. But Rob's charismatic. He got him up eventually.
He is. Yeah. He is. He's very, very smooth with
very
that charisma.
Smooth,
you know what I'm saying? It's a different pacing than me and you, David. It's
very,
a different pacing.
Very different.
let's get into it here. But the Stanley Cup is here. I know five of you guys listening to this care about the Stanley Cup. All right, because five people watch the hockey National Hockey Association. I don't think that's the real letters.
That's NHA.
Mm, nothing real?
Nope.
It's something
it
real.
Probably is. We
it's
don't probably, know
what we don't know what it is. No.
We don't know it. Don't tweet us either. I don't think
well,
I'm
you know
like
that it means that we don't have time for you, sir. But basically, long story short, the Las Vegas, some people call them Cinderella. They say we're not Cinderella. We're just a good team here. The Las Vegas Golden Knights. This is their first year. This is an expansion team in hockey. in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Where there's no ice. Okay? There's zero.
Ain't never been no ice.
I don't know where they practice. There's no ice.
Rollerblades.
There's no ice in cups. There's no ice outside. There's no ice in Las Vegas, bro.
None.
That's it. I've seen pictures. But they are in the Stanley Cup, and they are up. They won last night, taking down the Washington Capitals, which is very exciting here. Now, we're not really going to talk a lot about the game because nobody watched the game here, and you shouldn't watch the game. But the ratings, the ratings were up. This is important to know. All right. Now, I really don't have an angle for this story. Okay? Let me say this up top. Let me tell you. We've already moved on for that topic. Let me tell you what just happened. We did pre-show. We're going to let them in on this moment. We did pre-show. We didn't talk about the lineup. And I set the lineup so that it always favors me. Okay? I'm going to be honest here. Every topic, guys, listen to me here. Every topic I intro, I intentionally, specifically set it up so that I know what I'm talking about. I don't want to be Nathan Owens, okay? But I failed today. And I apologize on behalf of the because
Damon's crying.
I was talking in midway.
She just hit you like, oh man,
I don't know where I'm going. I said I don't know how to get out of this.
It's not a fun feeling.
It's like, see, it's difficult.
I didn't have a funny joke. I didn't have an analogy.
I was like, where is he going with this?
I didn't have anything, guys.
And then Dave was just like, I ain't going nowhere.
This bus stopped. There's one stop, and it's dead end, brother.
Oh. Who threw out this topic?
Oh, my goodness.
It's just, I threw it out.
Yeah, you did.
It's an expansion team that's made the championship. It's unheard of in sports history.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you talk about it.
I think we've said enough about it.
The only other time I've seen Damon give up that hard was this month during this challenge. He caught Damon closing.
The challenge
out.
Is every one of us has to start our set with a different joke we never said. Brand new, never before said joke.
So Damon,
it's terrible. Keep going. It's worst idea we've ever had.
Damon's doing a show. He's on last. It's a late show. The show starts at 10:30. Damon's up last. It's probably midnight, maybe a little bit after at this point.
Eight people.
Damon started telling, he's 20 seconds in. He looks at me, goes, I'm done. We're not doing this joke anymore. Yeah. Out loud into a microphone, and then just goes into another joke, but makes eye contact with me.
It's just like, you know where we at with this.
Just not even in context. He's just like, yeah, so then, nope, I'm done. We're going to move on to better jokes.
Oh,
I died laughing, and then everybody looked at me because they're like, we must have missed that one.
Missed that whole thing.
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was super cool. It's historic.
No one gives a damn.
Apparently.
Yeah, man.
Lil Jon did a free concert, I think, before the show.
He did. That was another topic I threw up there.
It was.
I mean, the Capitals. Here's the story in a nutshell. The Capitals got past the Penguins for the first time in forever.
Forever. Yeah.
Vegas Golden Knights are in it. Win for Vegas. Mm-hmm. Now they're all looking around like, okay, when are we getting a baseball and a football team? Because they're selling out
football teams coming.
The arena.
Of course they're selling out a hockey arena. You know how hot it is there? Everybody should be buying a ticket to get in there. Air conditioned, ice, it's everything they've never had before.
It's proving how good Vegas professional sports can be. And
because they're winning? What if they were losing?
I think if they were losing, I feel like the team has been successful enough to where Vegas is all about events, and this is not only an event, but it's becoming potentially the best event in its genre.
And it's the only event in its genre.
But I'm saying, like, if you're looking and you're like, there's four top teams in the league, one's in Vegas.
It might have that. It might be akin to like Atlanta United, where like there was no hockey team. I mean, no soccer team. There was nothing.
If Atlanta was more of a
unified people.
Yeah, but Vegas is a destination.
Yeah.
So now not only do you have this incredible sports thing,
but you got to get the people that live there to get in behind it, and clearly they are.
They are.
They behind.
And I don't know.
And it's crazy. We tried to talk about it. That's the point of this.
We did it. We talked about it, guys.
And people are like, well, there's more hockey. Well, nobody's saying that. But we're like, maybe somebody will ask. And we did it. So,
would you have rather intro the polygamy topic?
Oh, the next topic?
Because that's what I've got.
Listen, I guess what? I won't fail again. That's what I do know. That's what I do know. I've let you guys into my secret. Know that.
It wasn't a secret. Every week, I was like, I'm pretty sure Damon's...
Let me see, where's the race? No. Evens. Oh, my goodness. Let's go. Keep going.
Let's talk about soccer. Ronaldo's—he's marrying two women.
Mm-hmm.
That's polygamy is illegal in Brazil, so he's still dating one. He's going to wed his second girlfriend. This is a pretty crazy story. He's been dating one of the girls since 2013. Been dating the other one since 2016. Apparently, they live, according to reports, harmoniously together.
Mm-hmm. Nope, that's not how you say that word.
Harmoniously.
Harmoniously.
Thank you, Dan.
Why would they change English sucks?
No, they didn't change it. You said it wrong.
It's called a harmony, and then you add more. I don't know. English is stupid.
Well, what else are you going to speak? You know you're not going to learn that European.
Like, I'm not. French, I'm not learning like any of them European languages.
Oh, boy. How do you say harmoniously? Harmoniously.
Harmoniously.
Harmoniously. Like he's ever heard that before.
In my head, I'm trying to think, have I never heard that word before?
You went to Google
before?
Earlier and said, how do I say this
and
word?
Google was like, harmoniously, Nate. Yo, Google hates you, bro. Google hates you. Stop
listening
to Google.
It's not good.
You're the one person like, don't Google that.
There's several English words I'm like, I've never heard that before. Mm. I'm in trouble.
Harmoniously.
So what's y'all's opinion on? I would just we'll ask the married people. What does this mean to you that this guy is going to have a wife and a girlfriend just all in the same?
To be clear here, you're saying in Brazil it's illegal to have more
in Brazil
than one
it's
wife.
Illegal to have more than one wife.
And then so he's going to beat the system in essentially by marrying one person, then just keep dating the other one. They both live together, right? That was the gist of what you said.
All right. So technically, he's going to marry one woman and then marry another woman without a divorce.
What?
Okay. So that's.
He's going to marry both.
He's just going to marry
this
both.
This is crazy.
That's pretty much what's going to
happen. How is this happening?
Tell us what you're seeing.
Because I'm saying, like, it's saying, like, money. In Brazil, mm-hmm. polygamy is illegal.
Okay.
You but, do realize who he is, right?
Man's a legend.
He's the like they yeah. do not care.
Yeah,
that he's breaking any laws.
Right.
So okay. Let's move on to the fact.
So here's the
is
thing:
he's marrying two women, which is a much more interesting topic rather than its illegality.
Yeah. He has to marry them at the same time in the same ceremony.
Oh,
so that's
the
catch.
What is this, like Dragon Ball Z Fusion High?
Marrying one woman, then marrying another woman without a divorce is illegal, but marrying them both at the same time in a single ceremony. Is not. That's there considered a three-person civil union, which does exist in Brazil.
There it is. We had to get to page 87 for that information, bro. Put that on page 4.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got, now you want to know how do we feel? We already locked up. How do y'all feel about this? Should this be a thing in America to get two women or whoever you desire to be beside you in holy matrimony or whatever you want to call it, okay, at the same time? Is this a thing you guys would get into, single fellas?
Nate, what you say?
Come on, man.
I'm just trying to lock down one at a time. I don't need to be thinking. Like, I just want to get on base. I don't need to be good thinking doubles. I don't just get.
Boy, been swinging a miss.
That's like asking me that is like, hey, how do you feel about making it to the Sweet 16? It's like, look, I'm still trying to get into the playing game. So let's not ask. I'm a mid major trying to win my conference tournament.
Well, it plays in the SWAC. Southern University.
So yeah,
get used to the tuna.
I have no comment.
I don't know, man. I don't see how it's helpful. I don't see how anybody. I don't see what like. Well, who's that for? Who's
obviously him?
Yeah, him. But like,
it's for him.
I feel like that's only good on paper. Like that only makes sense on paper.
Only good on paper.
That's only good on paper, bro. You I can't. You get one wife, and that's it's hard enough trying to figure out one person. Then you're gonna have to figure out a whole nother person. Who has to try to figure out you and another person? That's too much figuring out.
In-laws. How you do Christmases?
You don't.
What you do? What you
don't do Christmases.
What you do for birthdays?
Missing out on Christmases.
This is a lot going on here, guys.
Well, I don't. Yeah.
That was an interesting loophole, though. That if we do it at the same time.
Yeah.
Do you take Ronaldo to be yes, and do you also take? You got to use the also on.
Yeah. Do you also?
That's
take.
It. How big is this? A California king size bed here? Are they sleeping in different rooms?
I don't know.
What is this, the Good Earth? What are we talking about in here? Tell me.
Who else did this in NBA? Lou Williams, right?
Lou Williams did what?
He ain't married, but okay. His girl got a girlfriend, as Young Drill was.
Backtrack here. Lou Williams, the current Lou Williams?
Current Lou Williams. Oh, yeah, this is very well known.
Oh, that was like an old story here.
No, Lou Williams has a girlfriend. And his girl got a girlfriend.
And his girlfriend has a girlfriend.
So he got two girlfriends.
You know,
he's very public on Twitter, like, these are my girlfriends. And everybody's like, dang, Lou.
This is where I've always legendary. Been not cool. Okay. It's just never been a thing. I've been like, yeah, I can get down with that. That's just a personal thing here. Not even just on the whole, you know, logistics yes. of the situation here. It just seems like, I don't know if everybody understands that two people are losing here, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And only one's winning here. Let alone the fact that you have two, the girlfriend has a girlfriend. And then, is Luke cool with the second girlfriend?
Cool with it all, baby.
He's cool with it all, baby.
I feel like he always wears shades. I feel like he walked around in robes.
Yeah, the creator of Wonder Woman was in one of these. One of these.
The guy so old. Was in one of these things.
he was in one of these relationships.
He's looking at scallywags out here. These Jezebels and floozies out here.
Yeah, he's weird games of Tetris. He's
playing with the tuna fish and I had anything.
He's got a can of pants, man, a can of tuna fish. He's eating them both. It's crazy. Tuna spam.
This is what the frat stars in the bars right now are like. Oh, this guy's so lucky. This is like the dream. No, it's not, bro.
Yeah. I don't think it's a dream at all, man.
Barstool Sports is writing a think piece on how great this is right now. So
go. I want one of them to be on this show, bro. So bad. I want them to come the same week D1 does. We just have a Royal Rumble, bro, for like 45 minutes. That'd be good. Let's get to the last topic here. Good times here. Kobe Bryant. I hear killing the game in retirement. Let that be known. Killing the game in retirement. Has a book coming out October 23rd, 2018 here. Kobe Bryant, The Mamba Mentality, How I Play. All right. It's very exciting here for many people. Introduction by Phil Jackson. So one thing here, is anybody going to be excited or potentially read Kobe Bryant's book off top? Boom.
No.
Boom. Nate?
Probably not.
Oh, man. I thought you were a reader. That's number one. Number two, I think is interesting because this is a book I won't read, but I would be intrigued to know about if you were going to write your own book or somebody was going to write a book for you. Okay?
Okay.
What pieces specifically? Because he's going to talk about primarily how he plays the game, NBA. Sure, there's going to be some elements. If you know Kobe Bryant in his NBA career, has some ups and downs on and off the court. Some things he would leave out the book. So I'm asking us here, what would be some things that you would leave out of your book if you were going to write a book about your life? Now, listen, I also want to say this here before you think of something that's not sweet and dirty. We already know the worst of us, okay? He's pooped in the ocean, okay? Somebody hurt you in a van with blinds. I sniffed the chair when a girl had to sharpen her pencil, okay? And David believes in mermaids. So we know
how about that first chapter. I'm leading with that.
So we got that up top.
But what else would you leave outside of your book? Here, jump in there. Here, what's one thing off the top of your head? Be like, yeah, I'm not going to put that in the book at all. That's not going to happen at all. I'm going to tell you one right here. My grandmother... My grandmother was doing something, you know, old people do stuff early in the morning for the sun's up. So she was out, we wake up, and it's not a big thing, but it's a small thing here. And so I go to the bathroom, I come out the bathroom. My grandmother goes to the bathroom. I've never seen my grandmother go to the bathroom. It's probably the first time I've ever seen my grandmother go to the bathroom. Okay. Side note, does anybody realize that their grandparents don't shower? I don't know if anybody ever seen.
Yo.
Can we talk about that for 2 seconds? Yeah. I've never seen a grandparent.
They're taking more than all of us. They don't need no more.
It's crazy. We don't have time for that.
We don't have time for that.
She comes out the bathroom. Okay. I go back into the bathroom. Okay. And what?
Yo, his face right now.
What I smelled was... All right, so we talked about tuna fish. All right. I don't know. It's... I'm gonna stop here.
Oh my goodness.
Because I wouldn't bring here's what you say, damn, what does I gotta do? I would bring up my grandmother because she's one of the most important persons in my life. But I wouldn't bring up the fact I don't think she ever washed her body. And she was arguably not a healthy person hygienically. I don't know if that's how you say the word, but you gotta be confident, Nate. That's how you gotta say it. So that's off top. I wouldn't bring up my grandmother's sins in my book. Because I would bring her up in chapter one. Pansy Smith, love her to death. But that's one thing I'm leaving out. What's one thing you're leaving out in your book here?
I'm probably leaving out my pre-homeschool elementary school days. That kindergarten to third grade, not a lot happened. I just got embarrassed a lot.
Oh, goodness.
Like, I feel like homeschooling, like, it's, I can't leave that out. Unfortunately, it's a big part of who I am today that I'm trying to get rid of. But
with the pregame.
It happened. It contributed.
Sure.
But before that was just like, why I really am afraid of public restrooms.
Oh, yeah. That boy who slid under there, right?
Slid under.
Oh, you got to tell that story, bro. What you doing?
What's going on here?
So in my public school career, I maybe pooped publicly twice.
Twice after that.
After that. Uh-huh. I was in kindergarten and I had to go number two. Mm-hmm. And so I was doing it. And then all of a sudden I hear some kids enter the restroom, which mm-hmm. already made me nervous.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden some kid, I guess he got a running start or something. He slid under the stall like a mechanic going mm-hmm. under a car.
Mm-hmm. And kid you going to school with, bro?
He just looks at me. He goes, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm pooping.
Mm-hmm. You're five at this time. Five to six.
Yeah, right? I'm very young.
These kids want to see you poop, bro.
I don't know. I don't know who this kid is. Spout Springs Elementary, if you were there in 1995 or 96 and you slid under stall and saw a kid poop, this is what you created. So thanks. Thanks so much. It's insane. So yeah, I would leave out.
Leave that out.
I peed my pants in second grade.
Ooh, in second grade?
Well, I had to pee, and I was running back in. It was field day.
Uh-oh.
And I was running back in, and I tripped over a root, and I fell right. I don't know if you can fall bladder first, but I did. But I did.
Yo. Bloody yo, you had a girl think you got hated you, bro.
I was booking it because I waited too long.
Oh, Toby from the office, why you always gotta be so mean to me?
I didn't want to miss anything in field day, so I held it in, and then I was like, I gotta go. And I was like, Coach Smith, I gotta go.
Yeah.
And so he sends me.
Make it quick.
I'm booking it, and then I hit something.
Hit that root, bro.
Boom! Ooh. Right on my bladder, and then just warmth.
Oh my goodness! Oh my God. We're just in those umber shorts.
What's something? Probably a hand-me-down cloth gym shorts. I went to the bathroom and I tried to rinse everything off because I was like, I'll just dry off in the sun.
Uh-huh.
Well, my technique in second grade was like, if I get all of my pants wet,
then he don't know. They just smell like piss. How's that?
Yeah, second graders know. When you run towards a building with dry shorts and come back with completely wet shorts from like your midsection down, like part of my t-shirt was
baptized?
Wet. Yeah, just the bottom half got baptized. Yeah.
What you leaving out there real quick?
All right. I'm probably leaving out any situation that in the last, I would say, how old am I, 31?
Mm-hmm.
So I would say since 18, any situation where I've either like been in a relationship or like was close to it where when it was like, oh, this is not a thing anymore.
Because
they're all very bad. See why you laughing?
No, boy.
They're all very bad. And then like, there's things that like, I'm trying to figure out how to say on stage right now. But at the same time, it's like, you got to get past stuff to be able to say stuff. It's too many situations. My brother's in right now. He's cracking up because he's the only one that really knows this stuff. But it's just like too many situations. Like, bro, you're too smart for this stuff to be happening.
Give us a hand, David. All
right, I'll give you one. Mm. What's the best one, Mike?
You ain't got to give us the best one. You can take it to your grave if you want to.
No, I don't know. It don't matter. What's the best one? Okay.
Oh, boy.
The last
slide. The sliding chair.
Oh,
the
man.
The sliding chair.
The last one. I got broke up with while I was leaning in for a kiss.
Woo!
Yeah, I was like, she's like, what are you doing? I was like, what do you mean? What am I doing? She was like, this not a thing no more. I was like, what happened? Because I'm in this car, I'm thinking things was like it was yesterday.
Things are good.
Yesterday
was good.
And then, and then I just was like, I had to be like.
In your car?
No, her car.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You're in her car. Where are you guys at?
After a comedy show.
At the kind of show, you're at the show space.
Yeah, we're done. I'm about to. She's about to drive me to my car.
Drive you to your car.
Yeah.
So you still had to drive to the car,
huh?
You still had to drive to.
Oh,
your
no,
car?
I got out the car.
You
got out the car. Yeah, you know. I'm like, you know what? I could walk. I'm gonna go ahead and walk this one out.
I'm gonna go.
I don't think I need your gas.
Lean in for the kiss, and she stops you.
Let me do it.
Oh my goodness!
I'm like same thing we did the other time.
Yeah, we're done with this.
News to me. You know, especially when you think you did good. You thought like, man, this is a good show. I did good. I'm leaning for this kiss. Might be great.
Leaning for but this kiss.
You like, and then the whole drive home was like, what just happened? I remember I woke my brother up at like 3 a.m. You will not believe this.
Wake up!
What happened to me?
Wake up!
And I was just like, again,
again with this.
Leave that out of the book.
Oh, put it in. It'll be on stage right tomorrow because I need a new job.
Touché, brother. Touché.
Dan, yeah. What are you leaving out?
Oh, my goodness.
I'll make mine quick since we are way over.
Okay.
So there was a season of time that I felt like a double pop polo.
Ooh, you was a double pop polo guy.
Two polos where the inside polo matches the horse on the outside of the polo.
Good. I need pictures, Dan. You gotta put this on a throwback Thursday.
There are pictures.
That's good.
And
that's
yeah, good. I would definitely leave that out. Really that whole season of my life out.
Bro.
You there were other bad decisions that were made around that season.
That's a great look. Puka shell necklace with it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And just like bleach tips.
Oh, you went frosted tips.
Yeah. Doc Martens on?
How shaggy was there? Was it spiked or was it shaggy?
Oh, down to my eyes.
Oh, man.
I got to see these pictures. You got
to flip it out of the way?
That's good, boy.
Yeah.
That is
what?
Good. What? That's good right there, bro.
Man.
Yeah.
Dang.
I hate myself.
Yo, let us know what you would leave out your book. If you were writing a book here about somebody's gonna write a book about you, we want to know what you would leave out. You know what I'm saying? We're very transparent on this podcast.
Yeah.
Give us a little bit of that feedback, dude.
I'm about to say, transparency. I don't feel like nobody knows what I just said.
That's fine.
Let us
now
know.
The internet does.
We did it.
That's it, guys. Fine. That's all the topics. Thank you so much for sticking with us. It's 1 a.m., so don't say we don't love you guys because this has been quite
we're trying.
The day.
You sweating in here? We care about you guys.
My name is Nathan Owens. You can find me on Twitter at @IAM_Owens. Snapchat, Instagram, just I'm Owens.
Follow me Instagram and Twitter at doordie. That's at DUEORDIE or DavidPurdueComedy.com. If you're listening to this, you're in Atlanta. I will be at Urban Tree Cidery on Friday. I'm closing that show out. Thursday, I'll be at the Laughing Skull. And yeah, man, just check out the website and you'll see where I'm got shows.
Hey, yo, get at me on Twitter, DAMONJR, @2 for Instagram. Always a pleasure. As always, again, check out if you haven't, patreon.com/4th and 10. A lot of good stuff coming your way. Also, be looking for information for those people specifically about the Google Hangout. It's going to be good. Appreciate y'all listening, man, as always.
#4th and 10. See you next week.
Holla.
Peace.
From a dream. Stars overhead.